Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting seventh. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbukett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbukett. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Nixon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Stewart reaches second base with a double. Clinton moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Eddie Bresuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresuit is 0-1 in the game. Bresuit hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Nixon moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and has Nixon trapped. Herbert throws to third, and Ward tags Nixon for the out. Bresuit moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dave DeBuscher now pitching. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-2 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bresuit scores. Monbiquette moves to third. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monbiquette tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-1 in the game. Cunningham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Cunningham reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cunningham moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-2 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeBuscher fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-1 in the game. Martin strikes out. One out. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Dave DeBuscher. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Red Sox 6, White Sox, 6. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Eddie Bressude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressude is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bressude hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauman covering, for the out. One out. Dick Williams pinch hits for Bill Monbuquette. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Arnold Early now pitching. Jim Landis pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressude scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Geiger moves to second. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone bunts towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Geiger moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Clinton strikes out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geiger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Nixon is hit by the pitch. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski scores. Malzone moves to third. Nixon moves to second. It's 8-6, Red Sox. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bresut strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Kamkarian pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Kamkarian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karian hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-8, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive towards first. Stewart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cunningham hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 8. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters now pitching. Felix Mantilla pinch hits for Arnold Early. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-9, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger who is chasing the ball. Malzone reaches third base with a triple. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clinton hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Roman Mejias now playing center field. Dick Raditz now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Stewart hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis who is chasing the ball. Stewart reaches third base with a triple. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. Two outs. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Dick Raditz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raditz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Nicholson pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.